Good morning, good morning. Welcome to my Greenville home. It is Saturday morning and we are talking real estate. Hopefully everyone survived last week's snowmageddon here in the upstate. That was quite a snowfall. We got lots of fun. Our family had a great time playing in the snow, making igloos, sledding, all that kind of stuff. So I hope you enjoyed it. And a little bit of snow yesterday too, I guess. And here we are in January. Welcome to January in Greenville. And we're here today to chat about real estate. My name is Dan Hamilton. I am with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. Our office is right there, very centrally located off of Haywood Road, Woods Lake Road, right near the downtown airport. A lot of people know where the emergency vet clinic is. Hopefully you have not had to visit them. But if so, we are right there next to them. So if you ever want to drop by and see us, we're right there, the big black building at Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. We are we're part of the very first Keller Williams franchise in the entire state of South Carolina. We opened back in 2003 and have just absolutely grown ever since. And if you are thinking about a career in real estate, we're a great place to come check out. And a lot of times, you know, people a new year kind of look into that. And we'll maybe chat about that a little bit later, give you some details on how you can get licensed for free for your on your educational requirements through our partnership at Keller Williams Free Real Estate School, which is like a $500 value. So we'll chat about that in a little bit. But today we've got some really cool topics to talk about. Here we are, January, which is a big month for real estate, for relocations. A lot of corporate relocations are happening. And so, you know, just all kinds of things happening. The real estate market here in Greenville continues to be very, very busy. It is just amazing to see how many people are moving to Greenville. And in fact, we're going to be diving into that a little bit with someone who sees firsthand where people are moving to and from, helps people do that. We're going to be talking with Jeff from Hildrup Moving and Storage. So we're going to be talking about, you know, the nitty gritty of moving, which is not for most people the most fun. But I've got a great resource for you that will make it as easy as possible to make that move. So we're going to be talking with Jeff here in just a second. And I just want to give a shout out to our legal partner, our attorney that we prefer to do our own personal closings with. And that's Daryl Holland with the Holland Law Firm. Daryl has been our go-to real estate attorney for quite some time. He is a sponsor of our program, so we want to thank him for that. He helps us with this program every week. And we just think he's the best real estate attorney in Greenville. He knows his stuff. He's been doing it a long time. He does a lot of real estate transactions. And so if you are looking to buy property, you get to choose your real estate attorney. And he would be the one that we'd recommend for that. And you can call him at 864-467-0500 or UpstateClosings.com, and he and his team will be happy to help you with that. Maybe you're even looking to make sure that you are holding title to the property correctly, that you have maybe you have multiple properties, you want to maybe put them into an LLC or something there. He can help you with all that. And Daryl and his team just do a fantastic job. So we recommend them. Don't forget, our website is mygreenvillehome.com. Super resources there. In fact, all of our recent programs, if you go to mygreenvillehome.com/media, you'll be able to see all of our most recent programs on there, here on the radio, on television. We were just on York, Carolina yesterday, so we'll have that up. Talking just kind of the forecast for what's happening in the upstate with our friends from the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors. So you can catch that segment up on our website too if you missed it live in York, Carolina. But every Friday we are on there with some of our listings, just some tips We are exclusive real estate partner with them here in the Upstate, so we're happy to do that. Well, let's get over to our topic today, and that is this moving and storage and getting, you know, if you sell a house, moving from one place to another. We deal with a lot of relocation clients because of our position on the internet, where people, you know, really can find us very quickly when they're looking to move to Greenville. We end up working with a lot of people that are moving here from other places. And, you know, one of their most challenging parts of that, if you're in California and you want to move to Greenville, how do you get all your stuff, your household goods, all your items? How do you manage to get that there? And we always recommend Jeff Salida with Hildrup Moving and Storage. And Jeff is on with us today. So, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on. I've known Jeff for several years. And he's actually been on the show before, too. So, Jeff, thanks for coming on today.
No, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about just you personally, Jeff. How did you, how did you get into this business of helping people move? And how long have you been doing it?
I've been in the business for approximately 30 years.
Wow.
Yes, so I've been with a small, a medium, and now I'm with a large moving company. And I started in a little town west of Asheville called Johnson City, Tennessee. Then I moved to a little bit bigger town down in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is much like here and why I moved here. This is so similar to Knoxville in many ways, yet closer to the coast.
Yeah. So how long do you say you've been in Greenville?
I've been in Greenville for 15 years now.
Okay.
And so this is much like home, and yet I can drive over and back to Knoxville to do a Easter lunch or a Thanksgiving dinner. It's a good day, but, not far from home.
Yeah, that's an easy drive. And that's Knoxville is a beautiful area. Oak Ridge, I got one of my good friends from college, grew up there in Oak Ridge, and such a cool little place. But we're happy to have you in Greenville. And you've been working with Hildrup for how long?
I've been with Hildrup for 15 years.
Okay.
The company's been in existence since 1903.
Okay.
So been around a long time, and it's just this is a great moving market if you're in the moving business. There's people coming and going. You think they all come, but there's some that move out as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We work with a lot of those too. There's people moving in and out. So tell us a little bit. Hildrup's got quite a history, been around a long time. Tell us a little bit about, your company.
All right. Well, we are one of 10 locations in Hildrup. We own more locations on the Eastern Seaboard than any other agent. So we own Washington to Orlando. And been here for around 30 years. We are, we handle moves for folks locally, within the state, within any state, in North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, Florida, the Eastern Seaboard. We offer full services, whatever a customer needs, as much or as little. We can box up the house. That's called packing services. We offer storage. Our storage is the largest full climate control storage facility in the state of South Carolina. We're right off exit 60, close to BMW. It is fully air and heated, so it's unusual. It's a very nice state-of-the-art vaulted. Each room goes into its own container storage facility. So we offer the boxing, before the move, and moving and storage as needed.
Okay. So when you say you own 12 locations across, the Eastern Seaboard, tell me what that, we don't have a whole lot of time, so maybe we'll have to kind of put that on pause for a second, actually. But I want to find out what that means and how that's an advantage to your customers and clients when we're looking for a move. So we're talking with Jeff Salida with Hildrup Moving, and we're talking about all things when it comes to moving your house, things that you need to think about. So you're going to want to stick around. We got to take a break here in just a second. We come back, we're going to do a deeper dive with Jeff on just some logistical things that you need to think of, planning ahead for sure as much as possible, and just some tips for you as you look to maybe make a move this year. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton. We've got to take a break, and we will be right back.
I've tried to cut these corners. I'm on top of the world. Eh? I'm on top of the world. Eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the
All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It's your host here today, Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty. You can find us at mygreenvillehome.com or give us a call anytime, 864-527-7685. We are talking about moving, and that word may give you anxiety just to hear it. But we're here today to give you some tips and advice on how to make it as easy as possible. And if you've ever moved before, you know that packing up all those things and getting boxed up, moving from one house to another is it's a lot of work. And so Jeff with Hildrup Moving is with us today, and he's been doing this for a long time, almost 30 years. And so he's seen some moves. He knows how to do it. Knows how to help you. And so Jeff, tell us a little bit of, again, Hildrup, you said you have 12 locations throughout the Eastern Seaboard. What does that mean? Does that mean you have 12 offices? You can move? What does that mean exactly?
Hey, we offer packing services. So before we come to move, things need to be boxed up. And some people need help doing all of it or just part of it. We can do as much or as little as someone needs. So we do offer pack crews who come into the home and help box things up. It could be from china to everyday dishes, anything, everything in the house and garage. So we do offer, new pictures, maybe picture boxes to be protected in a drawer full of furniture. And, okay. We do have services where we have the boxes. People like to do some of themselves. I've got video instructions showing you how to pack by our people if you want to cull through and do some boxing and preparing yourself.
Okay.
So that's a big part of the move that is stressful, and we specialize in taking that stress out of the move for you.
Okay. Very good. So again, your company's been around quite some time. You've helped a lot of people, a great reputation. In fact, some of the largest companies, a lot of government agencies use you guys to move their employees. So tell us a little bit about, kind of the difference between your company and maybe some others out there.
All right. Well, we do own approximately 12 locations up and down the Eastern Seaboard. We own... on all of our locations offer the same packing, moving, and storage services. Our storage facilities are all at all locations vaulted. So we put each room onto its own container. We pick it up at the residence, lift it into storage so it's handled one time. That's a really nice feature to have done when you need storage services. And then here, Charlotte, a lot of our locations are also full climate control. So it's just like being in your own home, being in our storage facilities. So for people who need a pit stop, need some time to find a home or complete construction, get the keys to their new properties. We've got facilities here, Washington, Richmond, Raleigh, Charlotte, Orlando, Atlanta, all these locations we own. So odds are if you're moving to one of those, you're moving from my hometown to my hometown.
Okay.
And I know the folks and work with all these locations on a daily basis.
Yeah. So you can do long distance moves and local moves too, correct? If someone's just moving across town?
Exactly. Any location, any state we own a location, we move locally, which we consider that less than 30 miles is just a local hourly move. Okay. Or if you move within a state over 30 miles, it's an intra per 100-pound rate move regulated by the states, the rates. And moving between states is an interstate move. And we also do international too. I do have a lot of corporate. We have a lot of corporate customers in particular here and all our locations. Washington's big time that do international moves as well. And yeah. We do office moves too on the sides. Weekends is a popular time for office moves to prevent shutdown times.
I bet. Office moves, wow, those are no fun either. Let's touch on something you just mentioned there about your rates, because you mentioned it in passing, but I think it's real important for listeners to understand is that you're regulated by the state. So all moving companies are regulated, which means states set the rates that you can charge. Is that correct?
Exactly. Like on an hourly basis, they set the rates for the driver, the van, and each helper. And so I make sure we've got enough people out there, enough manpower, and to get your job completed in a day. And with the appropriate, not too big, not too small a crew. Make sure we got enough to get the job done and get out of there by 5 o'clock.
Very good. Well, so let's talk about if someone's listening and they got their home under contract and they're moving, say, to, you know, from Greenville to Charleston. What would be the, you know, what would be the next steps that they would take if they wanted to reach out to you? And then how would that progress moving forward?
Well, very important in the past couple of years, especially with the demand and the amount of people moving, especially to Charleston. Dan, that's a real popular area. People want to live on the coast, especially when they work out of home. I know it's real popular. But to make reservations in advance, there is no down payment, no deposit, no matter what type move you have. It pays to be proactive, get a hold of me, give me a call, do a virtual survey, walk through your property, your house, your home, your apartment, whatever it is, with your phone, show me what you've got. I'll give you some pointers, help you be proactive, and get on a schedule. We are normally in the summertime booked up almost a month in advance. Of course, the last weekend every month in our industry and yours is very busy. Everybody seems to want to close. It happens the last week of the month. So those weeks are usually gone a month in advance. Right now, we probably need about a two-week notice. That's how busy it is. Even in this normally off-season time of year, we are still super active and super busy.
Yeah.
But it just pays to, once we get full and we run out of vans and crews, we don't do anymore. We don't want to do anything, book anything we can't service properly. And it just pays to be proactive, getting prepared and making your reservations for your move, since there's no deposit, no down payment anyway.
Okay. So literally someone could call you and you could do a virtual meeting with them where you don't even have to come out to their house. They can just grab their phone, walk you through, show you all the different rooms, all the different things they have that they want to have packed and move. And you can, that day, I understand, give them a price?
Exactly. That day, I'll give them a price or in options. Maybe I'll pack the fragile stuff, you pack the non-fragile stuff, and I pack it all. I do this every day. I'm into offering you options. Whatever you need, we'll be there for you.
Okay, very good. So, Joe, while we're talking about that, what is the best way for someone to, if they're like, yeah, this is the guy I need to talk to, how would they reach you?
Hey, my phone number is 864-417-0788. A lot of my literature and cards are at your office. Your agents have refer people to me all the time. You know, like one every couple of weeks, I'm sure. And but give me a ring. We'll make a schedule of time at your convenience. This is another sweet part about doing these virtually. It just helps you at your own convenience, your own time, day of week. And we'll walk through your house, show me what you got, and I'll give you an estimate or a number of estimates, whatever you need.
Okay. So you do home moves, you've got options, you've got, you guys can come pack everything. You can, so if you just want full service, white glove, I don't want to touch anything but my, the clothes I got on my back, you can do that. Or you can break it down little by little and just move different items. What about vehicles? What if someone has, they need to move a, do you transport vehicles as well?
We do. I move, we've got around 250 car carriers that we move cars with, door to door. If it takes a roll-on tow truck to get you out of a tight squeeze, that's all included, no extra charge. And, take it cross-country. And then I've got some people that want to have their cars inside vans. We do that as well.
Right.
A little bit extra charge to be inside the truck, but if you got a white, high-end Italian sports car, they like those inside the truck.
Exactly. Exactly. Totally understand that. Well, Jeff, this is very helpful, I think, for a lot of our listeners. Maybe, you know, as an expert in moving, what are some tips, any advice you have for listeners that are sort of anticipating a move here in the spring? Besides, of course, reaching out early, anything else that you could think of?
Yeah, I tell folks, just be proactive. Make sure you give us plenty of lead time. There's not too much. I generally can forecast out and make reservations 6 months in advance for people that have that need. It's a good to think about everything. Is it going to fit where you're moving? It's kind of a good idea to have some post-it notes or some file dot stickers, kind of walk around the house, not taking this, I am taking this. That's kind of questionable. Might give that to the daughter or a relative or a neighbor or to Goodwill, Salvation Army. You know, just there's lots of things to think about, and getting some stickers, post-it notes, walk around the house. You can always peel them off and stick them on something else if you want to. Kind of a good way to clear your thoughts. And you cannot start if you want to box things yourself. My wife likes to do it and cull through. It's a good opportunity to do that. But you can't start that too early. Boxing things up, it'll just be something you've got done ahead of time and maybe not have to pay me to do if you want to do it yourself.
Yeah. Speaking of that, do y'all have those mobile units where someone could come if they said, I'm moving, you know, next month, I want to start putting some stuff in there myself. Can you do that too?
We don't have the type that you put in the street in front of your house.
Okay.
We've got the kind that we load for you. So we do have that, which is handy on the staging, preparing the house for the market and clearing it out. So we do that often too.
Okay.
We already have it picked up and ready to go wherever you go when you're ready.
Perfect. Well, man, Jeff, we are all out of time today. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's always great to talk to you. We've been talking with Jeff Salida, Hildrup Moving Company. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Look forward to helping anyone out there.
All right. Good deal. And we're going to give you Jeff's contact information here again in just a minute. But you're listening to My Greenville Home. We are at the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we've got more great things to chat about today. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile.
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton. Thank you for joining us as we talk about real estate right here every Saturday on your favorite local radio station. We've been on the air for well over 10 years here in the upstate every single Saturday talking about real estate. And we love talking about real estate, love helping people move, sell, all things related to real estate. So thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We had Jeff Salida with Hildrup Moving Company. And Jeff is our go-to guy when it comes to helping people move and get all their things packed. He has all kinds of different options for you. So it's not one size fits all. Lots of different ways that you can connect with him there. So reach out to us. We'll be happy to connect you. You can call my office at 864-527-7685. Shoot me an email, info@mygreenvillehome.com. And we'll make sure we connect you with Jeff. And like he mentioned, you know, you can just get a free estimate on a virtual meeting. You don't even have to have him come to your house. He can do it virtually. You can walk him through with your phone. Just like we've done, you know, a lot of times recently with home sellers, especially during the kind of the more lockdown phase of the COVID situation, we were able to just keep going by doing a lot of virtual type things and just found a workaround, made it work, which is what a lot of people are doing these days. So we wanted to have Jeff talk about, and I wish, honestly, I had a little more time with him so we could have talked about where he is seeing people move from and to. But a company called United Van Lines actually publishes their trends and migration patterns every January, and they have just posted that. So I want to kind of talk through where we are seeing people move from, what states people are leaving, and versus what states people are going to. And as you can imagine, South Carolina ranks right up there as one of the top states where people are moving to, which means there are more net inbound movers to South Carolina than almost any other states. In fact, we're in the top five. Usually we're like top one, two, three, and we're right up there again as usual. So they actually published a map, which we put on our website. You can go see it if you'd like right now, mygreenvillehome.com/media. And you'll see on a map where people are moving to and from, and it is very, very interesting because it really matches almost exactly where our phone calls and our email inquiries and all that are from on our website. We're seeing states where people are moving from New Jersey. And so this is right off of United Van Lines website. They're leaving New Jersey, they're leaving Illinois, they're leaving New York, Connecticut, and California. Those are the top five states where people are leaving at the fastest rates. So think about those states for a second. New Jersey, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, California. It doesn't take our listeners a long time to sort of understand what those states have in common, right? We understand that those are states that have had the strictest rules around COVID. They have the highest tax rates. They have just all the things that people are looking to leave for the most part. And the numbers show that people vote with their feet, right? They're leaving these states en masse. And we are seeing calls and emails and inquiries from these states on a very, very regular basis. I mean, if I, you know, the New Jersey zip codes, the New Jersey area codes, I know them by heart because those are the people that are calling us on a regular basis, ready to get out. So if you look and you kind of flip that, where are people moving to? Where are the five states with the highest percentage of inbound migration? It starts with Vermont, South Dakota, South Carolina, number three, West Virginia, number four, and Florida, number five. Vermont is kind of the outlier there in terms of, you know, kind of what kind of state that is. We think of, you know, Vermont not necessarily as a so-called, you know, red state, definitely more of a blue state, which if you look at those five states where people are leaving, those are blue states for sure, right? New Jersey, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, California, those are hardcore blue states. And Vermont really is too. But if you look on the map, why you might see people moving to Vermont, you look at New York is right next to it, right? And so people are just kind of sliding one state over, a little bit more kind of rural and a little more, I think just Vermont is, you know, while it's definitely a blue state, it's a little bit more kind of leave me alone kind of state, not necessarily libertarian-ish, but a little more leave me alone. South Dakota, of course, that is a state where you're seeing a lot of their government is doing a lot of things to attract people. A lot of really cool things happening in South Dakota of all places, and of course South Carolina. People are moving here. They love so many things about our state. We talk about every week. West Virginia and of course Florida. So if you look at that, it's very, very interesting kind of where people are moving from and to. Some of the data that United Van Lines examined, some of their motivation. They found an increased desire to be near family and a decrease in job-related moves. So fewer, you know, kind of corporate moves. Specifically, 32% of Americans moved in 2021 for a new job transfer, a drastic decrease from the 60% back in 2015. So much fewer moves related to jobs. More specifically, amid the pandemic, many Gen Xers are retiring. So people my age, I'm a Gen X, are retiring often at a younger age than past generations, joining baby boomers. So we're seeing a lot of people, the Gen X, start retiring younger. While many of them are moving to states like Florida, United Van Lines reveals that they're not necessarily heading to the big, populated cities like Orlando and Miami. They're venturing to kind of lessly populated areas like Punta Gorda, Sarasota, Fort Myers there as well. Similarly, we're seeing Oregon, a lot of people moving there in the more rural part, so getting out of the bigger cities. And I think that's really the trend you're kind of seeing. That's why Vermont showed up. People are looking to just get out of big cities and just want to be in a more mid-sized, smaller small town feel, near family. Many people can still work from their homes and keep their jobs in these bigger cities, but work from home. So all this is very interesting data. It just sort of highlights what we already see on an anecdotal basis all the time. People leaving these states, coming to South Carolina. And, you know, that's where our growing pains are real here in Greenville. Particularly, we're definitely on the map. People are coming here. People are coming to Charleston, Fort Mill, all over the state. But they're definitely moving here to the upstate. We can feel it on our roads. We can feel it in our infrastructure. And, you know, it's just part of you either grow or you die. And these other states, these other cities, they're dying. People are moving out. And ultimately, while we have frustrations with crowded places and more traffic, it is much, much better than the alternative, which is, you know, dying, a city that's dying. So we're in a vibrant area. We're in a great location. A lot to be positive about here in the upstate of South Carolina. And so if you're listening, you're driving around, if we can help you in any way with a real estate need, we'd love to do that. You can reach me at 864-527-7685. Even on the weekend, you can reach out. We'd love to connect with you, love to help get you started. Our phones are ringing a lot of people, just like we talked about, looking to move here, looking for a buyer's agent, looking for specific help. And we'd love to do that with you, for you. You want to sell, you're still in a really good sweet spot, our team can help you do that, help you maximize your value. Even in a seller's market, you want to make sure that you are doing everything you can to maximize those dollars. And we can help you do that with our team at mygreenvillehome.com or 864-527-7685. When we get back, we got to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some design trends. We're going to take your questions in our Ask Dan segment. So you want to stick around for that. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We will be right back.
Street. Just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read?
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate Jeff Salida with Hildrup Moving Company coming on today and talking about moving. If you want to connect with him, we can do that for you very easily. Just give us shoot us an email, info@mygreenvillehome.com, or give me a call, 864-527-7685. We've been talking about inbound migration patterns, people moving here. We know that a lot of folks are moving to South Carolina. And what do you know? We show up on the United Bandlines annual list of top five states where people are moving to. You know, that's not news to us at all. We are seeing that very, very, you know, actively every day. 2021 saw Americans moving away from more densely populated areas to smaller cities. I would say Greenville is a kind of a mid-sized city, primarily in the South. People are moving to the South in droves. And so if you need help moving here, maybe you're listening, kind of doing some research on Greenville, we'd be happy to connect you with some great folks. So here we are, 2022, and I want to talk about, as we wind up today, some design trends that you're going to start to see more and more of here as we get in through the year. So these are some things you want to think about maybe if you're looking to stage, looking to sell, you know, to make sure that you are attracting the right buyers to your home. So so here are a few things to kind of think about from realtor.com from a design trend. If you think about some of the phrases that we've heard over the past few months, if I hear it anymore, I'm going to scream, but supply chain issues, we hear that a lot. So a shortage of ordinary household goods. If you tried to order furniture, you know just how long it takes if you can get it. But if you're looking to do kind of a makeover, trying to do, you know, upgrade some furniture, supply chain issues stretch to months. We're seeing homeowners kind of turn towards vintage items that they can find locally. And we had recently, you know, folks on talking about this. And so we're seeing this quite a trend, unique pieces that can only be found at secondhand stores, thrift stores. The trendy grand millennial look is a way that people are kind of taking the lemons and turning them into lemonade, so to speak, on how to get that. So, you know, a few weeks ago we had Susan with Cottage Grove Vintage, and that's exactly their niche. That's what they do. They take, you know, furniture and reuse it, update it, and give it a new look. Not antique, but vintage. And so that's what we're seeing. Vintage and craft furniture is going to be a huge deal this year as people are looking to repurpose, reuse, and kind of beat the supply chain issues. Number two, houseplants. Big, big, big. We're bringing a lot of houseplants in, lots of greenery. You know, you really, the pandemic, I think, brought a lot of this. I even saw recently on CBS Sunday Morning, the kind of a whole, you know, show about that and how people are working from home, connecting, and bringing some of that nature into their house, and some businesses that have popped up because of that. So I've seen a lot of greenery in households now. Number three, we're talking about design trends for 2022. No curtains in order to keep all the plants alive, right? You got to have sunlight. So more windows, more sunlight, and opening up those curtains, getting ready to pull them down. Heavy draperies, shades, blinds, they've been popular for a long time, but we're going to see a push towards removing those window coverings and allowing more light. So according to one of the designers here quoted, we are seeing a sacrifice of privacy in order to have more and more light in our homes. New construction will see a push towards larger windows and lots of extra light sources in the home. Number four, pet-centric design. Quick poll, who didn't get a pet during the pandemic? Lots of people got pets, so furry new family member. We are seeing lots of people kind of cater towards designing their home around their pets. So incorporating food dishes, water taps into the millwork, where the floor level, full-on washing stations with ramps and mudrooms, custom pet beds, all those kinds of things. We're seeing a lot of a move towards being pet-centric. Number five, eclectic fixtures. So one of the easiest ways to give a really quick facelift is a new light fixture. And we're seeing some very bold light fixtures here in 2022. Mixed and interesting fixtures can really bring character to a home. So seeing some of that eccentric look there. Number six, curves. Curved furniture. I started taking the design world by storm a couple of years ago, like circular couches, shell-shaped armchairs, round mirrors, lots of curves, rounded edges, starting to see that so people can be a little more unique and different from most of the other things out there. Number seven, smarter kitchen storage solutions is going to be a big trend. Again, some of this is kind of from the pandemic where people were doing more at-home cooking. So if you're sick of digging to the back of your cabinets to find the calendar, you can do those deep pull-out drawers for pots, pans, large drawers, you know, kind of using the space you have, but making it a little more efficient. Number eight, woven furniture and accessories. So once kind of considered really only outdoor use, wicker furniture, woven, making its way into homes, into kitchens, dining rooms, starting to see some of that make its way into homes. Number nine, moody bedrooms. So more of a sanctuary type feel, darker, bolder, warmer colors in the bedroom. Closets with glass doors, meticulously and compartmentally designed. Seeing walls with a number of different cladding material, layering, dimension, and drama. So making a little more of your bedrooms there. Number 10, luxury laundry rooms and pantries. So making sure that that laundry room has got a nice feel to it when you come in, taking joy and inspiring moments, whatever it is that you're doing. So making those laundry and the pantries. You're starting to see more organizational type things in pantries, cookware storage, even a small pocket office to manage the household. So that's big. Laminate vinyl plank flooring. We're seeing a lot of this, usage, the LVP luxury vinyl plank. Redoing your floors can be expensive, but folks have caught on to a much cheaper option that looks great and is very, very durable. This luxury vinyl plank, sometimes even cheaper than carpet, but gives it that hardwood, can give it a hardwood look if you want. But that's a great option for a lot of people to update some space there on their flooring and save a few dollars. Dedicated home theater space. So instead of just watching all your shows on your little handheld device, pushing that over to a home movie is a big trend we're seeing these days. So those are some trends on home design that hopefully you can use and maybe incorporate some of those. Those are all from realtor.com. So if you want to research that anymore, feel free to do that. As we wind up the show today, I want to make sure we always take your questions in our Ask Dan segment. Sam in Greer says, is a good credit score the only way to qualify to purchase a home? What other things can I do if I'm considering buying a house? But Sam, you've got it pretty much dialed in there. The credit score is absolutely one of the most important aspects of a home purchase if you're going to borrow money from a traditional lender. So if you're going to get conventional FHA, VA financing, a really strong credit score is going to help you a lot when it comes to the rate, when it comes to the terms that you are offered. Conventional financing, you're going to need at least, your best rates are going to be over, if you have an over 700 FICO score, but if you're at 680, 660, for the most part, you're going to be able to qualify. FHA, you may have a lower credit score, but all that you're going to need to be in the 600s. So that would be the first thing I'd look at. And I would also make sure that you had cash for a down payment, cash reserves. The lenders are going to look at that and make sure that you are that you've got the ability to make those payments over time, even if you were to have a little hiccup in income. And then lastly, I would say that you've got to make sure that you have income. That's absolutely important. They want to look at your credit score. They want to look at your income, that you've had a stable job for some period of time. If you've switched careers, some people have recently, there's going to be a little more scrutiny on that if you don't have 2 years in the same industry. So if you switch from, say you're an accountant, just pull one out of the air, and you switch from one company, one firm to another, that's not a problem. But if you were a waiter at a restaurant and then, moved over to become, work at Petco, there's going to be a little more scrutiny. They're going to want to see more time on the job than normal there. So FICO score is still really big, Sam. So that's one that you really have to make sure your credit is great. You've got income and you've got assets. Those are the things they're going to look at. And then, of course, your debt to income ratio. If we can help you with any of that, love to do it. You can reach out to us at mygreenvillehome.com. We've got some great lenders, great partners that would be happy to help you with that. Well, we are fresh out of time today. Thank you for joining us. You have been listening to My Greenville Home. I am Dan Hamilton. You can reach me at 864-527-7685 or anytime at mygreenvillehome.com. We would love to help you buy or sell real estate here in the upstate this year. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.